Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host and garden expert, Teresa Watkins, and today we have Dr. Gary Bachman in the house. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Teresa. It's going to be a fantastic morning here.
We're going to have a great morning.
Yes, and we are.
We want to wish Lizzie just a speedy recovery. She's out, and she's not feeling well. And so, Lizzie, we miss you. We won't have as much fun because you're here today. You're not here. And so, but we got the dynamic duo in there. Good morning, Shamar. I want to hear that voice.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, my.
I'm done. That's it. All right. And good morning, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm great.
I just want it noted that it takes two men to do the job of Lizzie. So we are all set for the day. So good morning to everyone out there. Hopefully you've got your morning cup of tea or coffee or orange juice, whatever you would like to have, whatever you have. What do you usually drink in the morning?
Well, I have been drinking coffee, but since from a doctor's,
they told you
recommendation, it's decaf now. But there's actually some delicious decafs. You got to just hunt them down.
Wonderful. Yeah. That's great. So we could talk about that. We are going to talk a lot today. We've got some good native plant information coming and also native bees today. And this is also National Feed the Birds Month. So we'll give you some information on that. That's really good. Gary, we've had wonderful weather these last couple of weeks. We've been getting more rain than we're normally supposed to. And the temperatures have been warm, dips down into the 30s, but then it comes back up again. Sunshine the whole time.
Yep. Same thing with me because, I'm based on the Gulf Coast
of
Mississippi.
Springs, yeah.
Ocean Springs. Yeah, and we've been doing that dip, a couple of weeks ago. We got down to 19 and 21 degrees two nights in a row. That's like freeze-mageddon for us. That'd be freeze-mageddon for
you.
For
you. Oh, so it certainly would. Now, so you are set up at your Heritage Cottage Urban Nano Farm.
Yes, ma'am.
For the zombie apocalypse.
Yep. Kate, my wife, who I think is listening.
Good morning, Katie.
She's woken up.
Yeah.
But we consider ourselves urban homesteaders.
Mm-hmm.
And our backyard is primarily vegetable production. We preserve, we dry, the harvest.
Right. And you feed the neighborhood, too.
And we do. The excess that we have, we give to the neighbors. We have a little table we put out. And it had a gray sign, fresh veggies, come help you. It's like the Krispy Kreme hot sign for our neighbors. when the donut sign is lit, that's when to go in there.
Better get it before it's gone.
That's right. It's first come, first serve. And we say there's no dibs. If you want them, you got to come down and get.
But the interesting thing is that you do not plant in the ground.
No, I
do
not.
You use earth boxes.
Right.
So explain to everybody what an earth box is.
Okay. Well, first, I'm a nursery greenhouse trained horticulturist, so I grow things in pots.
Right.
I don't grow in the dirt.
Right. Now, do you find that easier for you, or do you get less disease issues? Do you get less insect issues? Is it easier physically?
First, the earth box, it's a sub-irrigated container, so there's a reservoir of water that wicks up into the potting mix, not dirt, professional potting mix. It keeps the root zone consistently moist. That's critical. You still have the same, if you want to say, maintenance of your plants that you would in the ground, but we tend not to get as many weeds. We definitely don't get any like the wilt diseases,
right?
Because that potting mix is inhospitable to those organisms.
Right. So if you have a regular earth box and use just regular dirt or soil in it, you're still going to get the disease issues.
Still going to get the disease issues, but here's the thing. It's not going to work as good.
Oh, okay.
Because the water wicking up into soil, the dynamics are different than wicking up into potting mix.
Right.
It would become too dense, too wet. And so basically your plants would suffocate because there's no airspace.
Okay, got it.
In there.
Wonderful.
So, and we've been growing tomatoes, tomato after tomato after tomato. Two crops a year for the last 15 years in some of my boxes. I've never replaced that mix.
I find that fascinating because we're always told to change out the soil every year.
Right. Now, when you use a professional potting mix, when you pay the high dollar for it, you only have to buy the big expense at one time, but you're continually adding to it because it's organic and it breaks down, but you're always adding to it. You're fluffing it up. I think it's an easy way to grow. And here's the main reason. I really didn't want to work on improving the soil in my coastal Mississippi yard. That was going to be way more work.
And it wouldn't stay consistent. You'd have to keep doing it year after year.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, I'm in the dilemma right now where they're promoting, environmentalists as amending the soils. But soil wants to revert back to what it is. And so you have to keep doing it. So that's expensive and time consuming.
That's right. You can change it. Like pH is a great measuring tool. You can raise the pH or lower the pH, but the soil is always going to go back to where it wants to be. And so you have to soil test every year. You're going to have to amend every year to keep that soil in that sweet spot that you want. Some people like to do that.
Right.
And
power to them.
Yeah, you and me? Oh, that's way too much work.
We don't have time. No, exactly. You know, that's important. And so how many earth boxes do you have?
I have 136 in my yard.
In your yard?
Yeah.
Do you have them in the front yard, backyard?
No. Well, I have some in the front. 120 of them are in the backyard.
There you go.
And it's all vegetable production. I do some flowers. We used to do the farmer's market.
Right.
So I don't grow as much as I did for the market.
You grow zinnias, I know.
Oh, you better believe I grow zinnias.
There we go.
I love them.
We're going to be right back with more from Dr. Gary Bachman. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens if it's Saturday morning. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Attention people with Medicare and anyone turning 65. Are you enrolled in the best Medicare plan available? The average Medicare beneficiary has a choice of 54 Medicare plans, 766 Medicare Part D prescription drug plans, and a record 3,834 Medicare Advantage plans. How do you know you have the right plan? Simple. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. The service is free. You may find a plan with a $0 monthly premium, $0 co-pays, and $0 deductible. Don't gamble. Speak to a licensed agent to find out which plan is right for you. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. 800-571-7025. And let Best Medicare do the work for you.
Man, it is a beautiful day to fish.
Here's your life jacket.
You know I can swim, right?
So could a lot of people who died falling overboard.
Come on, I'm not a kid.
Fatalities are often men over 30.
It's too hot to wear one.
These new ones are
They're happy. Ooh, I got one!
Glad you wore the life jacket.
Okay, yes.
Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission reminds you to wear your life jacket. Visit wearitflorida.com. Wear it, Florida.
If your king or queen sago palms have been invaded by Asian cycad scale, it's time to fight back with organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil. It kills Asian cycad scale and other insect pests. But Summit Year-Round Spray Oil contains no chemical toxins. Insects don't build up a resistance to this horticultural oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at fine garden centers and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and Dr. Gary Bachman has joined me. He's from Mississippi State University.
Well, I'm an emeritus professor there.
There you go.
Yes, ma'am.
Exactly. And so you are just a very, very, you go in various ways. You still are on TV.
Yes, ma'am.
And your book, Southern Gardening All Year Round, has been a big hit.
It has. You know, no one's more surprised than me, to tell you the truth.
It is. Well, it's wonderful, and I love it. You consider yourself urban homesteaders. And so last time you were here, we discussed the monarch butterflies.
Right.
What's the update on monarch butterflies?
Well, you know, with the monarchs, you know, there's a lot of concern, you know, with dwindling populations first. Mm-hmm. But here in the South, we have that organism OE, and I'm going to let you try to pronounce it.
Oh, I can. I can. Okay, so it is Ophryocystis electrocera, OE.
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 OE is a great way to do it. But OE, it's not a disease. It's actually a spore that will basically live on the monarchs and cause problems with the digestion, intestinal issues with the caterpillars, which then creates problems for the adults when they pupate, when they go through the chrysalis and pupate and become butterflies.
Right. And so therefore they're deformed and they just don't have the wing shape, they don't have the strength, and so
right.
So do they die earlier, or do they just can't survive?
I guess
that's the same thing.
Yeah. They can't fly as far. I mean, so they're limited in what they can do. Yeah, basically, yes, they're not going to survive as long as as they can. And the main concern really is when we get into those migratory butterflies in the fall, coming from, you know, all through the Midwest, funneling through the Gulf South, and in the Gulf South is where we have the highest populations of OE.
And right, and we find that on tropical butterfly weed, right?
Right, right. But it's really not a butterfly weed parasite. Mm-hmm. We find it on there. We find it on it's passed from butterfly to butterfly. I've become a OE testing station at my Heritage Cottage Urban Nano Farm.
That's
here
cool.
Recently, and I learned that OE is actually an STD.
That is
transferred butterfly to butterfly through mating, and that's how the spores travel, and then the butterflies
lay eggs.
They land on they feed on the milkweed flowers, transfer the spores to the plant. The caterpillars then consume the spores, and that's kind of a real quick overview of the cycle.
Right. So, but can you get that spore on any other plant besides the tropical milkweed?
You would find it on any plant that the monarch butterfly visits.
Okay.
And they can transfer it. But it's not a real big issue, because the monarch caterpillars only forage on the milkweeds.
Right. And so this is where we want to plant a lot of native milkweed. Can you find it on the native milkweed?
Oh, I'm sure you can.
Okay, so what's the solution?
Well, the solution, well, there's really not, you know, there's no magic spray to do that. The solution that we have in the upper Gulf is growing tropical milkweed, is cutting it back almost to the ground when those migratory butterflies are coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And that just lessens the opportunity to become infected.
Right.
And those migratories have the lowest percentage of infection of all the different groups, too.
Right. And so we do have it in Florida in abundance.
Right.
And so, but we still have milk, or we still have monarch butterflies. Does this happen to any other butterfly?
You know, I think is there a butterfly called a queen butterfly?
Yes, it's monarch. Yeah,
and that's related to monarch.
Mm-hmm.
Those, from my understanding, are the two species that are affected by OE,
but not the others. That's fascinating.
Yeah, and I think we're seeing more OE in the upper Gulf as we get warmer. Because Florida has a non-migratory population of monarchs.
Mm-hmm.
And so those monarchs are moving up with temperature, so we're seeing those intermixing with the migratories.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
And so what we're recommending then is for people to cut back their milkweeds in August and September.
Right.
Before, and then they'll flush up again so that they have some food sources in the winter.
Right, yeah. The tropical milkweed is a fantastic forage plant.
Uh-huh.
You know, because there's foliage there for caterpillars when the other natives are just getting going in the spring and in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great to have those native species, but you know I'm a realist. You know, a lot of times the tropical is going to give the home gardener the best bang for their buck.
Right.
So I recommend to my group in Mississippi, Just cut those back end of summer. Let those monarchs come through and let the tropical regrow.
Regrow. Yeah. So now, does the spore get into the ground?
No.
That's fascinating.
Right. Yeah. It's strictly
an organism that needs other living organisms.
It needs the monarch.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at some of the information from University of Georgia, there's speculation that OE evolved with the monarchs. So it was kind of I don't want to call it a symbiotic relationship,
right.
but they evolved together.
They evolved together. So,
yes.
Wow, it was just happenstance, and then it just took off.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
That is great. And so, So in the earth boxes, do you grow any milkweeds in your earth boxes?
I don't grow milkweeds in the earth boxes. I think the root zone stays too moist. You know, maybe we could go swamp, you know, incarnata.
Right.
But I don't. I just kind of let the milkweed just grow out in my garden willy-nilly, wherever it pops up.
Right. I was just going to say my aphids love my milkweed.
Aphids love any milkweed. You know, and the thing is, they're ugly, but they don't hurt the milk.
No, I just spray them off with a spray of for my hose.
Yeah.
And just knock them off. And after two times of doing it, they get annoyed with me and they go next door.
My friend Ron Wilson on his show, who's probably on at the same time out of Cincinnati, his theory on it, if you knock those aphids off the milkweed with the hose, they're like guys who won't ask for directions. So they'll never come back to that milkweed plant. That's
wonderful. And so we are going to be taking phone calls this morning when we come back, 1-888-455-2967. If you're in the area, we'd love to hear from you. Or you can text 23680 and we'll have it. I do want to mention that the Greater Orlando Orchid Society is going to be having their orchid show on February 9th, 10th, and 11th on next Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, 11 to 3 p.m. And this is going to be at the wonderful Orlando Garden Club, which is on East Rollins Street in Orlando, 710 East Rollins Street. And they are going to have 11 local vendors selling all sorts of beautiful orchids and orchid supplies. It'll be a great opportunity to purchase for your Valentine, your special Valentine, a beautiful orchid and get some great information. If you love to grow orchids or you're having trouble growing orchids, it'll be an opportunity to talk to the club members on their orchids and their care. And they will have information on how you can become a member of the Greater Orlando Orchid Society. So that's next Saturday, February 9th, 10th, and 11th, Friday and Saturday and Sunday at the Orlando Garden Club. So we appreciate them letting us know about that. And David White is the co-chair of the Greater Orlando Orchid Society, and it is a wonderful event. Plus, you can get a beautiful orchid for your Valentine's, and they'll have special ones. You know, you can always get the Phalaenopsis in the box stores, you can get the Dendrobiums, but they'll have 11 orchid vendors, so you can get some of the really special types.
See, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I really wish I lived in an area where we had that many orchid growers kind of, you know, all in one place.
Oh, it's going to be a great opportunity. And so if you would like to do that. So tell us real quick, Gary, mm-hmm. tell us about Southern Gardening All Year Round. What's the book and okay. what can people find in it?
Okay. Southern Gardening All Year Round, All Year Long is my first book. And it's really a compilation of the more than 600 newspaper articles I wrote when I hosted Southern Gardening. And we went through kind of month by month picking out just good plants. It's not an encyclopedia of 450 plants that you must grow if you want to be a good gardener.
It's overwhelming, yes.
Yes. Yeah, we do. If there's 52 articles, maybe there's 53 articles mm-hmm. in there. But here's plants, proven plants that you can grow in January, February, March. And it works, you know, obviously, you know, I was from Mississippi. It's Mississippi-centric, but it works all through the Gulf Coast. It works down here in Central Florida. It works in Cincinnati, Ohio. Really, all it is, wherever you're at, if you're a little north of me, you add 3 or 4 weeks.
Sure.
And then you're into those plants. You know, if you're a little south of me, you know, you take away 2 or 3 weeks, and it works. But there are plants that almost every plant in there we can grow all across the country, depending on the zone. Some will be perennial, some will be annual. But I look at it as kind of like a talk across the backyard fence with your gardening neighbor.
It's good plants. It's good common gardening sense
yes,
with
yes.
proven plants, yep. and it's just it's excellent. And so there's always standards that you could have in your garden, depending on what you like, and your book has it. I love it.
Yeah.
Great pictures in it.
Oh, thank you. I took all but one picture in that book.
That it's amazing.
Yep.
And so you can get it at...
You can get it on Amazon. You can get it from the University Press of Mississippi. Or you can send me an email, gary@gary-grows.com, and I can get you an autographed copy.
That would be lovely. Yeah. And also to your Facebook page, you should do a lot of videos. You look better on video than I do on video. So I've got radio. So we'll talk about that again
sure,
at the end.
Sure.
So we're going to be right back. We have Dr. Gary Bachman in the house, and we're going to be taking your gardening questions, 1-888-455-2967. You can text 23680 from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins. This Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-917-8611. 800-917-8611. 800-917-8611. That's 800-917-8611.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-296-1343. 800-296-1343. 800-296-1343. That's 800-296-1343.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm joined today with Dr. Gary Bachman from Emeritus from the Mississippi State University Extension.
Morning, Teresa.
That's a mouthful to say.
It is.
This early in the morning. And we'd like to wish Lizzie and, just hurry up and get well. Come on back. I also want to do a shout out to Eileen in Lakeland or Polk City. I'm sorry. Eileen, you're in our thoughts and prayers, too, for your son. And thank you for letting us know that. That's wonderful. We have some text messages. If you've got a gardening question, 23680, this is the time to do it. And you get double advice today for the bang for your buck. And the African Violet Show in Lakeland is at the Christ Lutheran Church from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. today. And it's going to be a great show. African Violets are lovely. And then we also have a text message here from Ocala. Will pomegranate trees develop good fruit in Ocala? And, Gary, you know, you don't grow a lot of fruit trees. You do, what, citrus?
I do primarily citrus. I'm trying avocado. I'm kind of going off of avocado. They're a little too finicky.
Really? Because they do really well here.
Yeah, we're just almost a little too cold.
Oh, yeah, that would do.
We get those snaps.
Yeah, you do. That's true. But pomegranate trees do well here in Florida. There is four different varieties that can be grown, and you will get a harvest from them, but you've got to treat them like a production fruit. You've got to fertilize
right.
and make sure they're getting the water, and they don't have a lot of disease and insect issues. But the four varieties that the University of Florida recommends is Eversweet, and then also Crab, and then Vizcaya, I think, is how you pronounce it. I'm not that sure on it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to post the information on our Facebook page, okay, and later on today. And I will post the publication and on our Facebook page, and you can download that. And you just want to make sure you're getting a variety that does well here in Florida. I wouldn't get it out of the state. Providence, you know, Gary, is really important when it comes to fruit trees.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of our plants, you know, where they're grown makes a big difference. If you change, you know, just even one growing zone,
yeah,
it can make a big difference in your success.
Right, exactly. And so I'll be posting that later today. Great question. If you've got a gardening question, 1-888-455-2967. If you're like to text 23680. And so, Gary, one of your specialties is tomatoes, and you grow them from seed. So tell us about the tomato varieties that you grow.
You know, that's, you know, how many hours do we have?
I know.
Now, I started really growing tomatoes when we got to Mississippi and when we were market growers. And we grew primarily heirloom tomatoes. Mm-hmm. And heirlooms are very regional. We just talked about fruit trees and other plants. You know, like a, Cherokee purple, let's just say that.
Yes, yeah, Cherokee purple.
Yeah, North Carolina selected. Kind of does okay with us, but we're a little too warm and a little too hot in the summer for it. And so I've trialed over 100 heirloom varieties looking for tomatoes that grow on the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Right.
And I grow an orange tomato that, if we have time, I'll tell the story of that, that I've been growing. I got this an unnamed seed in 2005, and I've been growing it ever since.
Just a note to Tony, who's listening, I'm bringing seeds home.
Oh, yeah.
So that's just to get a little excited there.
Yeah.
So.
But tomatoes, a lot of the smaller tomatoes, I got some seeds from Heinz, if of all places.
Wow.
And I just call them Heinz, but they're a little paste tomato that I got through probably not the best channels.
Right.
But we kind of skirted, you know, rules and things with that. But I've been growing little paste tomatoes. I've become fascinated with the dwarf tomatoes.
Yes, they did very well for us this year.
Been growing those for a couple years now, and they're just overachievers is what I want to call them. And I'm thinking, why wouldn't you not grow just a tomato plant? Now they're full size cherry tomatoes.
Sure,
but that stays like 1.5 feet tall versus a big honking tomato plant that you got to trellis up and everything. It was just so much easier to take care of these small plants in my earth boxes. And some of them actually pulled themselves. They fell out of the earth box. There was so much weight from the fruit. They pulled themselves right out, roots and all, right out of the box. So I've got to figure out how to trellis them or hold them up a little better than I have.
Oh, my
goodness. But I'm all about the little tiny tomatoes. And all this advice from a guy, I don't like fresh tomatoes. I grew for the market. I grow for Kate. If we process them, if we can them,
well,
I'm good with that. But I just do not like the texture of a fresh tomato.
Yeah. And, you know, that's what people, you know, when I talk to them, Teresa, I want a tomato that tastes good right out of the ground and, you know, right from my backyard, and it doesn't taste like they do up north. And that's not really true. We have really great tomatoes down here that taste good right off the vine.
Absolutely. And it's all selection. It's all variety selection.
You know, so they're not growing the same variety that they did up north.
Right. Right. And probably they're you know, they wouldn't anyways. Even the hybrids, which are tested to grow in all kinds of growing zones, will tend to do better one zone versus another. And a lot of times it's when you pick them. You know, the bigger tomatoes, I found that as soon as they start breaking color, I pull those off the plant because all the sugars that they're ever going to have are in that tomato.
Oh.
And then you bring them inside, and I tell people, if you got a Mr. Coffee Maker plugged in, put those tomatoes around that Mr. Coffee Maker because they ripen via temperature, not light. And that Mr. Coffee, it's on all the time. It's a couple of degrees warmer than the rest of your kitchen. And those tomatoes will ripen up like that.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and so I do that for the big ones. Now, the cherry tomatoes, they ripen so quick
yes.
that you just let them ripen right on the plant. But the bigger ones, the longer they sit on that plant, the more things that can happen to them.
I agree with that. That is, you know, it's just something that when you're growing vegetables, you have to be there.
Yep.
You know, you just can't leave them for 3 or 4 days on their own. They're like teenagers. They're just going to get into trouble.
Oh, there's no kidding. Yeah, they're going to invite all kinds of bad folks into your garden, you know, and it just gets ugly from there.
It does. Yeah. It does. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. So you've been traveling a lot, speaking of North Carolina. So tell us what you've been doing on your travels.
Oh, my gosh. We didn't get a chance to travel the holidays. That was during the time when my doctor said, you better start drinking decaf, dude. So I was, but anyways, we went and visited my mom. Spent her 96th birthday last week. And then visited daughter Rachel in Greensboro, daughter Anne in Augusta. Spent a couple days in St. Augustine.
We're
Mount Dora. We're here
with
you. All
is good.
Yep.
You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. If it's Saturday morning, that's where you should be. I'm Teresa Watkins with Dr. Gary Bachman today. And we're on every Saturday from 7 to 9 a.m. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you own a vessel that has reached the end of its useful life and don't know how to get rid of it, we can assist you. The Florida Vessel Turn-In Program, or VTIP, accepts vessels that have been determined at risk of becoming derelict. If you have received a citation or warning from law enforcement for an at-risk vessel and are the titled owner of the vessel, you may be eligible to have your vessel removed and disposed of at no cost to you. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information, go to FloridaVTIP.com. That's FloridaVTIP.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions mosquito bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Nightbird.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Hosting big parties often calls for making tough last-minute decisions, but planning the perfect meal shouldn't be one of them. Let the Fresh from Florida Club help. As a member, you can browse hundreds of recipes, each with local, in-season ingredients. That means you can create and save the perfect menu well ahead of time, so you can sit back and enjoy the party. Join the free Fresh from Florida Club at freshfromflorida.com. It could be the easiest decision you'll make all year.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
The last one. If say, morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm sitting here talking. I'm getting so excited that Dr. Bachman is here with me, and we're just chatting away. Ken,
I thought for a minute, man, do I have a button that she can't hear that music going on right now? You scared me.
No. I'm just loving that he's here today. We're just catching up on good times. And so we've got a really good question here from JAC in Cocoa Beach. And it says, here on the coast, our soil is alkaline. Would not the earth boxes turn alkaline over time? And Gary, that's a really good question.
It is a good question. And if I can call you JAC, the earth box is what you're not going to use native soil in that. You're going to use a professional peat-based growing mix, which tends to be acidic. And every time we're planting crops in that, we're adding dolomite. So we're trying to raise the pH, but like native soil, it's gonna rebound back to where it wants to go. So just because the native soil is alkaline doesn't mean that the earth boxes will become alkaline. And even if your water is a little bit alkaline, it's not gonna make a huge difference in pH of that root zone of the earth box.
Okay, so what about the wind? And would the wind from bringing that salt water across the bay or wherever they are?
Maybe, but the other part of the earth box is there's a shower cap that goes on top of it that protects the growing mix. It inhibits the evaporation from the system, but that would, from a salt situation, it would act as a protectant
from the wind
and depositing any kind of salt.
That's a great question. Okay, super. And so Susan in Tallahassee, she's Gary. She's asking, do you feel the free compost from our landfill is good or has lots of weed seed in it?
Great question. We all love free stuff in the garden. I'm going to tell you, but I would be hesitant about getting free compost from anybody that you don't know where that compost came from. The original material is crucial to be successful in your garden.
Right, and you don't know how long it's been there.
That's right.
You don't know if it got hot enough. I mean, here in Florida, of course it's going to get hot enough, but there may be weed seeds that didn't get, broken down.
Right.
And so, I wouldn't take the chance.
No, and as chances are, there's big pile of weeds that got put into that to be composted.
Right.
And it's just, you don't want to add more seed bank to the already huge seed bank we have in our garden.
Exactly. And then also, too, trees that are chopped up and put in there, you could have the weed trees, the invasives in there.
Yep.
And I just think that, no, don't invite trouble.
Yep.
And, make your own compost. That's easy enough.
Yeah.
And then you know exactly where it's coming from, right?
That's
1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680 if you're in the garden area. Linda texted in. Thank you so much, Linda. We love you being out there. And then also, Ken, yes.
Yeah, I have a question.
Sure.
Fire away.
My wife and I, when we went over to Hawaii for our honeymoon, we brought back some of those, I think they're called plumerias.
Frangipani.
Yeah, we have all the different colors that are around. But we gave a couple of little sticks to some neighbors, and he's got like a tree growing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why do ours all just look like they're going all over the place?
Well, I will tell you, where do you have it planted?
All around my house.
Right, but is it in shade or sun?
A little bit of both.
Okay, so the ones in shade, it needs full sun all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might want to encourage it. Depends on where. Is it planted in a pot or in the ground?
Right in the ground.
Okay, so I would do a soil test.
Okay.
See what you need to fertilize. How often do you fertilize it?
I don't think we ever fertilize
that,
it.
That may be a big one. That could be it.
They just grow like giants. I mean, there'll be a couple of them coming off of there. But, I mean, this guy's is like a big round bottom, and it's growing out like a tree.
Well, it loves where it is.
Yeah. Okay.
So I would just do a soil test.
Okay.
Check what you have, and then fertilize it. Perfect. Make sure it's getting full sun.
Okay.
Even in Hawaii, they have a lot of lush jungles and tropical forests, but they do have to have that sunlight.
Perfect.
Okay, and right now, the wind, you know, not wind, but the winter, the colder temperatures may have knocked it back, so it's not producing any leaves right now.
Right.
And that other gentleman may have a little microclimate where it stays warm all the time. So his has a lot of bountiful leaves on it.
Okay.
Okay?
Perfect.
Great question.
Yeah, thanks.
Shamar, you're next. If you have a question, we'll take it. 1-888-455-2967, or if you would like to just text us, 23680. So we were talking about your travels. You went to South Carolina, and you met a wonderful peer and grower.
Right. I had a chance to catch up with a really brilliant horticulturist who we were both at Clemson together 30 years ago. And I do have to say, we haven't aged a bit since then. I mean, I'm just saying. But Jenks Farmer, he's an author. He's written some great books. He's a critical thinker, but he's also a world-class crinum grower.
And crinums are beautiful.
Crinums are beautiful. He's collected them from all over the Southeast. You know, he's just found them just because crinums are so long-lived. They can just be growing in, you know, old homesteads, and he's collected those.
Now, are these specialized that they've been hybridized? They do that naturally out in the environment, or does he find ones that have been bred so long?
All of his, and I'd have to, you know, I'm speaking for Jenks now, but I would say all of his are known selections.
Right. Okay.
And he doesn't do any breeding, but he farms crinums. They're all lined out. We've been there in August, and when it's just gorgeous to see the crinums.
You know, I mean, you can get them in colors like purple and burgundies, and then whites, and there's even some reddish pink ones.
And it's interesting. He gave Kate, when we were there several years ago, a purple leafed crinum that he was playing with.
Oh wow!
And we still have that. I've been propagating that.
Now so where you are, you're zoned 8, aren't you?
We're zoned 9A.
You're still 9A.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so were you 9A even before the USDA changed the zone?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so you're still...
Yeah, where my house is, it's funny, we were 9A south of the railroad tracks that run along the coast.
And
so
you're still that. And so the crinums, do you get, when you get those 19-degree winters...
They're fine.
They're fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, you know, one of the others kind of related are the Hymenocallis.
Yes.
You know, we call them the rain lilies or spider lilies.
Spider lilies.
Yeah, they're native. The Occidentalis variety is native all along the Gulf Coast, and we've got that. That just showed up in my yard. And
really?
And we have five other native Hymenocallis in Mississippi that are on the endangered list, and I'm collecting those too.
Wow.
And they all bloom at different times, so I'm going to try to propagate those. and build up some supplies of those too.
That'll be nice. Yeah. That'll be nice. It's a great way to bring more beauty in the world. And
absolutely.
So we definitely need to do that. And so, Gary, so tell us again where people can get, where our listeners can get your Southern Gardening all year round, and then what's coming up?
Sure. Amazon, of course. You can go to the University Press of Mississippi, my publisher. If you want a signed autograph copy, you can send me an email to Gary at, I got to get this right because I've changed this, Gary@Gary-Grows.com. Uh-huh. Or you can just hit me up on Facebook, Gary Grows at Heritage Cottage, and we can work out the details and how to get you a signed copy.
There you go. Yeah. That's wonderful. And we have Dr. Rachel Malinger.
Yes.
She is coming on in the next hour. She's going to be talking to us about native bees. She's with the University of Florida, and she has some great information. She does research on it. And it's just an important part of our ecosystems, our environment, that we need to protect them. And pollinators are very, very important.
Yes, yes, they are. They're just not honeybees anymore.
Nope, they're just honeybees. And so if you would like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, write it down so you have it in your phone, and you can give us a call after the in the next segment. Also, to go to our Facebook page. We would love for you to like it and share it with your friends. We love hearing from you, and we so appreciate all of our listeners out there. Also, too, if you miss any of the show today, especially Gary's and I's discussion on earth boxes, you can go back and listen to it on the radio station, betterlawns.com, also the Facebook page. And then also on iHeart, Audio Boom, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast, you can hear us 24/7. So that will be good. This is the month of February. We didn't get to the birds. I was going to give some tips about that. We'll get to that in the next hour.
Sure.
And what to do in your garden this month. This is a great month. Your zoysia grass has turned brown. Don't worry about it. It's going to green back up again. Also, too, if you are getting fungus on it, you can do a fungicide spray. Go ahead, Gary, take us out.
Okay. If you missed our discussion on monarchs and OE, catch it on all the podcast locations from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studio and summitresponsiblesolutions.com. I'm Dr. Gary Bachman with host Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Flora's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-296-1343. 800-296-1343. 800-296-1343. That's 800-296-1343.